I'm Elise Forbes with BYU Idaho Radio. David Snell from the African American Alliance of Idaho Falls joins me here through Zoom. Thanks for joining me today.
Anytime, Elise.
So just to start off, could you maybe introduce yourself a bit to our listeners and also introduce the African American Alliance?
Yeah, I'm Dave Snell. I am actually president and founder of this group. We have been in existence for 16 years now here in Idaho Falls. And our mission really is to, this is a community group. Truly, when I say community, it is just members of our community here. And our big staple event is the MLK banquet. And so each year around this time, we host the Martin Luther King banquet. It's been at the Shiloh. It's been at the Hotel on the Falls. Next year, or this year, it'll be at Melaleuca headquarters. And so we're excited to be having our event there. Again, it's really spacious and we can social distance at the same time. So we're killing two birds with one stone, so to speak.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about what you do during this banquet and how it honors Dr. King's legacy.
Dr. King had a dream. In his dream, he envisioned an America where everybody was important. And we could all, little black boys and little black girls, white girls, we could hold hands and walk together and work together and just, I will say, socialize together, just value our differences. And truly, that's what this banquet does. It values the differences that we have, the different ethnicities we have in our community. And so my mom always told me that the way you get to know someone is you sit down and have dinner with them. And truly, we get a chance to bring speakers in, noted speakers that have great stories to tell, speakers that have contributed to their local communities, as well as worldwide. They've made contributions, and we bring them in and introduce them. I get a chance to introduce them to our community. And it has been so much fun. I think for the people that come out each year, this event grows. We have turned this into one of the largest King celebrations in Idaho. And so we're excited about that. And we also benefit the kids in our community. We have a silent auction. Proceeds from that silent auction will go to students that are going to go to college. And so we're excited about that as well.
That's fantastic. I know this year, the two keynote speakers are F-22 pilot Major Daniel Walker and NASA Systems engineer Michelle Amos. So those are people that clearly could be role models to kids growing up. Have you had any role models? Maybe it was a pilot, but maybe it was someone else. Someone that you looked up to as a kid and helped you realize that you were capable of achieving your dreams?
You know, I tell a story about my interaction as a kid. I grew up as in a single parent family, and my mom, I remember she worked out of town, and so my experience as a kid, I got a chance to know a policeman. He would come to my school and take me out to lunch. He would allow me to talk to him and just, you know, I was able to just tell him anything, say anything to him. And from that moment, I have always had a healthy respect for policemen. And I learned at an early age that those are good guys. And when I see a lot of things that are going on now, I have formed a relationship here in Idaho Falls with our police chief, Chief Johnson. He and I have a lot in common. He's a great guy. And anything I can do to impart some of the wisdom that those policemen taught me as a kid, I want to do that to kids here in our community as well. I think it's a benefit to, you know, to get to know these guys. They're there to protect and serve. And truly, when I was growing up, we respected the guys in uniform, and it's a little different now. And so we're just trying to get it back to those good old days. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that there have been some issues with that, and racism is certainly prevalent today, although yes. A lot of changes have been made. What are some things that you've seen done maybe in Pocatello? It sounds like you have a great relationship with the police department, or that you've maybe seen in other cities where you've seen coordination with organizations in the police department to make changes and help raise awareness that will foster a better relationship with law enforcement.
You know, I know they have done things in Utah, and I grew up in the Salt Lake Ogden area, but I have a lot. My family is from back east, and I shared with my family there that the police chief here, Chief Johnson, one day he met with the. I think it was 35, maybe 40 members of the African-American community. He put aside a birthday party for his daughter and came down and had breakfast with us. And he allowed us to ask questions and, you know, find out what his police department did and what he expected from his police officers. And from that, that's one thing. I think we're going to work on that, and we're going to try and grow that. He has asked us if we would try and do that at least once a year, sit down with him and just kind of let him know, let the police force know how they're doing. And so I think we're going to try and implement something like that here in Idaho Falls. But our group earlier this year, late last year, we had a first responders barbecue. We invited all the first responders out and we barbecued for them, and we had a band that played on the river, and we just had a real good time. And I think they want to make that an annual event. We invited the firemen, the first responders from the medical field. We brought those guys down and fed them barbecue. And so we're just trying to be proactive in our community and just let people know that in order for us to have a nice community, I'll say. We need to kind of work together. We have to work together, and that's what the African American Alliance is trying to do. Just work with those members of our community so that we can let people know that the interaction that we have with them allows us to get to know each other on a personal basis.
Sounds like you're really taking your mom's counsel to sit down and have dinner with someone and get to know them that way. That's really powerful to have that connection on a personal basis and have those conversations. I think conversation is really important.
Sure.
And, you know, you mentioned that example of that policeman that kind of was a role model to you. How has Dr. King's legacy impacted your life individually?
In my international church, I am a member of the Church of God in Christ. Our national headquarters is in Memphis, Tennessee. And Dr. King, his I Have a Dream speech was given in our headquarters in Memphis. And I went back there for a convention, and I got a chance to stand in the pulpit where Dr. King gave that speech. And The Lorraine Motel where he was assassinated is just a block away from there. And so it was just, right then I just thought, man, I want to try and make an impact as well. I won't make a Martin Luther King impact, but I just want to make an impact, leave this place a better place than it was when I came. And so that has been my goal. That has been my agenda for the African American Alliance, just to make our community better. And that surely had was an inspiration to me to go back and just kind of imagine what Dr. King was thinking and what he was saying It was almost prophetic. You know, he knew that his life was coming to an end, and just imagining myself putting myself in his shoes, and you know, how would I feel? You know, it just had a big impact on me. I thought, man, I got to do something. I got to figure out what can I do to make things better.
Wow, I think that's a special moment to stand where he stood and have that feeling of maybe a greater sense of urgency to act. And I know that a lot of people who maybe didn't see racism as the issue that it is before are becoming a little bit more aware of that with recent events, and more people potentially want to get involved. I talked to one of the members of the Pocatello NAACP earlier, and he was saying that there's more people recently who have been coming and wanting to participate in some of their activities. What would you say to people who maybe want to do something to fight racism and be part of a greater sense of unity, but don't really know where to start?
You know, the groups like the NAACP and groups like ours, you know, we are just. I know that the bigger community here in Idaho Falls has they played a great role in what we do. This banquet would not happen, would it not be for the merchants, some of the businesses here in Idaho Falls. This is their event. They pay and make this event happen each year. We just kind of do the logistics, and our group is open to everyone. We want people to come and help us. The more, the better. And we want to be everyone to be represented. Our community is made up of not just African Americans, but we have a little bit of everybody here. And so we want everyone to come in and play a part. Dr. King's dream was not only for African Americans, it was for Americans. And so you know, I just want to highlight that. I want to make sure that we understand he marched and died for everyone, not just for African Americans. So we welcome anyone that wants to come and help us plan this event. Surely it is growing in light of things that have been going on these last few years. And yes, we would welcome anyone that wants to come out and be a part of what we're trying to do.
Great. And just to finish up, if there's any listeners who would like to come to this banquet, where can they get tickets? When will it be? All of those things.
The banquets will be January 21st. For tickets, you can go to our website, Idaho Falls African American Alliance, IFAAA.org, and I think you can order tickets online, or you can give us a call here at the. I think we have posters plastered all over the place, and we have a number that you can call, 208-569-6768. That's my number. I will definitely help reserve a seat at the event for you if you give me a call. But yes, you can go online, ifaaa.org, and order your ticket online.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
All right, Elisa, one other quick comment, if I could.
Of course.
The BYU Idaho Jazz Band has been a staple at this event for the last 7 or 8 years. I have a real great friend there in Dr. Watkins. I love the guy, and it's just amazing. This banquet also allows us to meet new people. I would have never had I never had BYU's band never come to our event, I would have never known that Dr. Watkins and I walked in the same steps down in Provo. I grew up in Utah, and I used to go down to. He may not want me to say this, but I think he's okay with it. They had a little discotheque called the Star Palace, and he would go down there, and I probably ran into him at the Star Palace, but not knowing until I came to Idaho that his band would be playing at our event. And so those are things that tell me that people are concerned about the racism and things that are going on. Those kids love coming to our event, and we love having them. They really make our event a special event because it accomplishes the mission of the African American Alliance's mission when we can see our community coming together for the good of everyone. So thanks, Dr. Watkins. Great guy.
I love that. It's a small world. It's awesome that cross paths again. Awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time to talk with me. And this has been a conversation with David Snell from the African American Alliance. Thanks again.
Thanks, Elise. Appreciate it.